Phone Boy Speaks, episode 811, Sleeping Better.
If you've been following all of my various social medias, you'll know that I was diagnosed with sleep apnea not too long ago. And it actually took a while to get from, you know, the first time I'd seen a doctor in like 3 years to having, well, now a CPAP machine, which is a machine that you I guess it kind of helps you breathe while you sleep. Or really what it does is it puts pressure on your airway so that it remains open, because what happens when you're having sleep apnea is that your airway closes and you either completely stop breathing for a period of time, or that you do very shallow breathing because you're not able to have your airway all the way open. And so there you go. From the time I saw, you know, my primary care physician all the way to, you know, getting to see a specialist and getting the sleep study done and all, you know, everything in between, it took you know, a good 5 months or so before all that happened. And, you know, it's just the wheels of medicine, as it were. And I now have a CPAP machine, and it actually is it's an auto CPAP machine, which means that it will automatically adjust the pressure that it pushes air into my face so that my airway stays open when, you know, the pressure is only big, or, you know, it goes up when it needs to and backs off when it doesn't. And, you know, that, and I can tell you, when I woke up this morning, wow, I felt, you know, I can't say that I was like completely refreshed, but I didn't feel groggy. I was like, oh, okay, I'm awake and I'm actually coherent. This is, you know, so I was almost kind of stunned more than anything else. Like, wow, I'm awake and I'm not sleepy. This is great. And if you look at the machine, it says my apnea hypopnea index for last night was a 2, which is, you know, which is in the normal range, actually. And if I were if I had a sleep study with that, they wouldn't have diagnosed me with anything. But my number during the sleep study was roughly 9, I think, which means that I had that many events per hour where I stopped breathing or my breathing was shallow, which meant I wasn't getting enough oxygen, which is not good for a whole lot of things. And that probably explains why I felt better when I woke up, because I wasn't waking up so many times during the middle of the night. Although honestly, I actually, it seemed like last night I was waking up quite a bit because, well, I'm not used to having a mask on my face with air blowing in it. So that'll probably, I'll probably get used to it over time and it won't be, it'll be less of a bother, I guess. But I mean, I can just tell you from the feeling that even if I keep waking up, you know, like every hour and a half or whatever, however long my sleep cycle is, but I still, I still have the how I felt this morning. Then, you know, that's a positive achievement, and you know, so I'm very glad I went through that process. I think it probably helped that I know a lot of people have issues with CPAPs. So they're not able to actually use the device for whatever reason. And for me, I think the challenge is going to be when I travel. Unfortunately, the device I have, I mean, it can be. It is carryable, but it's not the smallest thing in the world, of course, but it's something that I need to take with me. And so that's something I'm going to have to deal with as I occasionally globetrot. But I have to say that, it's been a good thing for me. I hope that, the good feelings continue, I guess. If you get diagnosed or you have issues snoring, people tell you that, you know, if you have a partner that tells you you're not breathing in the middle of the night, that's a sign that maybe you should get checked out. Or especially if you have headaches when you wake up in the morning, which I did frequently for many years. You don't feel refreshed when you wake up, and it's not because you have a cold or something, because it's, you know, that's definitely the case with people sometimes, is that they'll have that feeling temporarily because, well, they, you know, they either drank a lot the night before or they have a cold that hasn't gone away yet. And so they're not breathing middle of the night. But if it's just a continual issue, right, then that's probably a good sign that you maybe need to go talk to a doctor and go find out, you know, and go get a sleep study done or something so that you can get diagnosed, because it is really important to get a good night's sleep. I mean, if you look at the list of things that can go wrong if you're not sleeping well, the list is kind of high. And of course, I've had, you know, many issues, and I don't know if this sleeping problem is, been exacerbated or, how it exactly relates to diabetes. But I kind of look at it and go, well, maybe, you know, part of the reason my pancreas puts out a lot of sugar, I think, or is it my liver? I can't remember now, but sometimes I seem to have high blood sugar because, even if I don't eat, it's because, probably because I didn't sleep well and my system's having to continually wake me up. That's probably not a good thing. And so, that's probably, and I have a feeling that's, that's partially, exacerbated, my diabetic condition. So, I don't know if that's true or not. That's something I'm going to be tracking here over the next, next weeks and months. But, cause that if anything, that will, that would be a nice side effect of being able to sleep well is, yeah. And also getting rid of, high blood pressure and all this other stuff that's been going on. So I'm now looking forward to going to bed, if you can believe that. Maybe not. I won't go to bed as early tonight, I guess, but last night I had a good night's sleep, and it seems like that might start happening much more frequently now that they've got something that's helping me to breathe at night. And I'm certainly not going to complain. And as I say, if you're having those issues, go get checked out. And and even if the CPAP thing doesn't end up working for you, there are other things that you can do that might help you, but go talk to a doctor, because if you can't sleep, I mean, the rest of your life is not going to be very good. I mean, you're going to start having other issues. And I'm very glad that I got checked out and now I have treatment for my sleep issues, and I hope that it continues to work. I don't see why it wouldn't, but who knows? Good night, everybody. And hopefully you get checked out if you've got one of these kind of issues with your sleep.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.